We have to do this morning. I can only imagine what kind of a good mood these guys are in. Let's eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio and listen to the Touchdown Brothers. They got to be going crazy.
Okay, you telling me that I got to drink this one too?
The whole thing.
The whole thing?
You got to drink the whole thing now. Okay?
All right, ready?
There you go. Go, go, go. Chug, chug, chug. Go, go, go. Chug, chug, chug. Go, go. Oh, my God. Oh, this is great. Oh, my gosh. Tony, stop. It smells horrible. Oh, my God. You've been eating bologna or something. This is incredible. All right, you're listening to the Touchdown Brothers. You got the...
You better believe I heard that. Hey, can you drink on the air?
Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu. We're still here up in Minneapolis.
I can't believe it.
All right, we are still celebrating here.
I can't believe it. Super Bowl champ.
I have not stopped drinking since 7:30 yesterday morning. I'm sick as a dog. Sick as an underdog.
Underdog. The underdogs. Now the top dog. In the NFL, baby.
That's right. You know what? Brady proved once again that he does not have what it takes to win a Super Bowl.
No, he sucks.
How many assists he's lost?
Three.
He's lost three.
Super Bowls.
Three Super Bowls. He proved it to you three times that he can't win one.
I know I've had a lot to drink, but I got to say something that has to be said, all right?
All right.
Nick Foles is better than Jaws.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I can say
you seriously saying that?
Why were we on Jaws so much? He never even won a Super Bowl.
Never won one. You're exactly right.
You know, come to think of it,
I think Jaws sucks. Jaws sucks.
He should have played for Dallas.
Can I stop you there for just a second? Can I stop you there for just a second?
Yeah.
I tuned into the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And what I saw was a head coach and a team just
destroying
the Patriots.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Doug Peterson's the second coming of Andy Reid.
I think it's fine to say that. Yeah, I think he's even
Andy
better.
Andy Reid never won one.
Never won one. And now Peterson's got a title. I think you can totally say that. The only thing bad about yesterday, what the hell was that at halftime?
What is that?
Justin Timberlake, get him out of there. Get John Bon Jovi up there. Just crank it up.
Somebody like John Bon Jovi or maybe Bon Jovi.
Either one of those, you got options. Someone who does rock and roll, you know?
I got a question for you, Tony. Yeah.
All right.
I know that you had said on this airway that if the Eagles won a Super Bowl, that you were going to quit and retire.
Well,
that your career was then over because the pinnacle had been reached. Yeah. Tell us the status of that.
Let's just say that those are the terms that it's being talked about by just about everyone.
Okay, that's so vague. I don't even understand that. All right, we've had quite a show this morning. We've had Kevin Hart on. We've had Bradley Cooper on.
Yeah.
We've had Kevin Hart again and then Bradley Cooper again.
Yeah, that's
also,
great.
Justin Montemayor stopped by. He was celebrating with us. He's the number one Eagle fan down
in
Dallas.
Yeah, he loves the Eagles. Yeah,
loves the
he
Eagles.
Reps the Eagles
We're
down
in
Dallas.
Minneapolis. Let's see what's going on in our hometown there, Tony. Let's go to the phones, shall we? We'll start off with Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, congratulations to you two guys in Eagles Nation.
Hey, congratulations to you, Sal. Way to go, Sal. Couldn't have done it without you, Sal. Couldn't have done it without you.
You know, I'm not feeling too good this morning, though. I was celebrating on Broad Streets last night.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. You got to do it, you know.
Eagle fans, first of all, I tried to climb up the light poles to celebrate.
I love it when they do that.
It was all greased up, and I fell and broke both my arms.
Oh,
jeez. Sorry to hear that.
Then I was so drunk on Natty Light and Yinglings that I got down in the streets, and I ate horse maneuver.
Oh, you ate horse maneuver!
What are you doing?
Cheering me on, and I had to do it. There was a lot of peer pressure, and now it's gone viral, and I'm a laughing stock.
You did it for the Eagles, man. That's great. You're a legend.
You're a legend. For the Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm so happy, though. Tears of joy.
I know where you're coming from, Sal.
My sweet poor mother, she let me out of the basements to go to Silvio's bar, which is a big hangout here in South Philly's.
Yeah. That's great.
And when fourth quarter Brady's fumbled, I'd never kissed a woman before, but now I can say as I've kissed a guy. It was accidental, but we were all so happy that we kissed each other. And
it happens. Hey, you know, it happens all the time. You know, it still counts. It still counts.
Knock him around.
Yeah, hey, it feels good.
Can I say something? I loves Nick Foles.
How could you not?
I loves Doug Peterson.
I know so.
And I loves Jeff Lurie's.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just have one question for you two guys.
Yeah, go ahead,
Sal. All right, hit us.
Did Jerry Jones wet his diaper last night or what?
Sal, bring it up! Bring it up!
Coming up next, we got David Moore.
Okay, well, they got David Moore.
Worst.
I think we're going to talk to Dave in the 9 o'clock hour, too. Oh. So David's busy this morning.